Liberty listening in around the world tonight. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Good to be back with you again tonight, folks. Hope you're having had a good day, and it's getting to be about 4 o'clock here in the great Rocky Mountains. So hope you've had a good day. We certainly have here, of just working and working and working and trying to get things caught up. It's awful hard. We've got our two police and military organizations up here, and we have a lot of mail coming in, about 220, 230 email a day. And we're trying to get out the next Aid and Abet Police Military newsletter as we speak, and some legal matters to take care of and so forth. And that's all of my volunteer time here as a retired police officer. This old cop keeps pretty busy. I guess we talked about yesterday the new challenge in my life and my bride's life. Angela now has breast cancer, and we're going to be sorting tigers over that situation here real quick. Matter of fact, next week, looks like I'm going to proceed to take my bride back to Indiana to the best, I guess they say, VA hospital in the country in the cancer area. And they've been very busy since the first Gulf War, where my wife and 30% of the 11,000 soldiers who died from the first Gulf War because of the anthrax vaccine injections and the experimental drugs and the depleted uranium poisoning that they got into, 30% died of cancer so far, and more are sick. And now my bride has come down with it. She was in the first Gulf War. And so anyway, we're going to head out next week to Indiana. I hope to keep doing the show. There may be some days I will not be able to. So I hope that you can tolerate that a little bit if we occasionally play a program from the day before or something like that. But we'll be here trying to do the best we can as the New World Order is on the run. Praise the Lord. A lot of good things are happening too, folks. So we'll be back in just a few minutes with more of the Officer Jack McLam program. Stay tuned.
In America, we value our liberty. But there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This super government will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stoptheftaa.org and keep America free.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
At 11:40 p.m. on April the 14th, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you are on a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security, and there is a storm a-brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we're on course with a similar destiny. The question is, what are you going to do? Hop aboard our well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great tasting, dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Preparedness never made more sense than it does today. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
Back with you. This is that old cop, Jack McLam, and I'm reading over my just received conference brochure flyer here. Well, it's a brochure, really. It's 4 or 6 pages here on the conspiracy conference coming up May 28th and 29th in Santa Clara, California. I've been invited to be a guest speaker there. We have a real good lineup of people going to be speaking there. Dr. Nick Begich, a friend of mine, who you know, wrote the book on the Angels Don't Play That Harp, on the harp system, using weather as a weapon of war by our government and the Russian government that we sent all the secret details to so they could start their own weather modification war machine over there in communist Russia. And so he'll be there speaking. We have some people that I've heard their names, but I don't know them very well. Another one I know very, very well is going to be there, a dear brother, Dr. Stan Monteith, is going to be speaking. And Clay Douglas is going to be speaking. He put out one of the best magazines in the country for the freedom movement for years. And Yuri Dobenko, maybe it is. I'm looking here. He's a very interesting man. It looks like that we've hooked up here at this conspiracy conference with a couple from the hard, hard left of the political spectrum. I would call them commies, but that's politically incorrect today. But Dick Gregory, the black civil rights activist, is going to be speaking. And he's got a kind of an interesting layout of what he's going to be speaking about. He's was involved in all kinds of civil rights activities on the far, far left when the communists were heading up the civil rights movement here in the United States. But he says now that since the assassination of MLK, JFK, and RFK, Gregory became convinced of the existence of political conspiracies and continues his political activism today. He's been honored at many tributes and has been called one of the funniest men on the planet. Dick Gregory is a comedian, they say. Dick Gregory and his family have risked and committed their lives to improving the condition of humanity, and it is only by divine protection that the many assassination attempts on his life have failed. Well, it'll be interesting meeting this man. He was he was and perhaps maybe still is a big man in the civil rights activist movement. Haven't heard much about him for years, but going to be talking about the world seen through the eyes of Dick Gregory. And we've got another one here that's a far, far leftist, Daniel Sheehan, who's a graduate of Harvard University, attorney type, who, of course, he'd have to be a leftist to graduate from Harvard, it seems like. I guess I shouldn't say that. Sure enough, a right-wing crazy man will jump up and say, I graduated from Harvard. What are you talking about? But he's the one that led all the leftist slash communist movements in this nation, basically the Bay of Pigs, the Pentagon Paper Chase, Bay of Pigs, Silkwood Case. You remember that? Karen Silkwood. Watergate. Sheehan lately founded the Communist Christic Institute. I added the communist on there. Serving in such future cases as the Iran-Contra scandal, it was Sheehan that took up the sword for the Sandinista communists down there and said they were the good guys and the Contras were the bad, bad guys. Of course, we had a bunch of bad guys under Reagan who were running drugs into this country, like Colonel North and a couple generals, too, helping him running drugs in America and selling the drugs here to buy guns for the Contras. That was true. But the Contras were anti-communists and a good group of guys. Of course, we let them down and let them get creamed down there, as we always do. We always support the communists. So the Contras paid with their lives on that one. And so it'd be interesting. He's going to be talking on Sheehan served as chief counsel to the the UFO Disclosure Project and is now investigating the potential illegal dumping by U.S. government contractors of nuclear waste on Native Indian reservations, American Indian reservations in America. That ought to be interesting. These are two people I've read about for years and years at the forefront of the far, far left movement in America. I won't use the term communist anymore. Might hurt their feelings. Yuri Delbenko is one of the alternative media's foremost writers and media analysts. He's the author of Bushwhacked, Inside Stories of the True Conspiracy, and the book Hoodwinked, Watching Movies with the Eyes Wide Open. And let's see, that old man Clay Douglas is going to be there talking about chemtrails, the true face of FEMA, and America, Dream or Nightmare, the New World Order, Home Security, FEMA, and 9/11. He's got a lot to talk about there. Let's see, we've got Nick Bigich is going to talk about the HARP system and controlling the human mind, manipulation of the mind through new technologies, continues to attract military planners around the world. That will be very fascinating. Daniel Hopsicker, a former business reporter and producer, author of Welcome to Terrorland, Mohammed Atta and the 9/11 cover-up in Florida, and Barry and the Boys, the CIA and the mob and America's secret history. Should be interesting. Then we got a crazy ex-cop named Jack McLam's going to talk about the part that the police and military will be playing in the coming suspension of the Constitution and installation of military rule throughout America. He'll be discussing how our troops may be led to mass murder fellow countrymen who resist the coming totalitarian system, and what part foreign troops will play in subjugating American citizens, and on and on and on. Mary Red Star, an Indian, is going to be there. Cherokee Bloodline, going to be talking about some of the woo-woo stuff. Going to be some woo-woos there, New Agers and UFO people there. She's the author of Star Ancestry Trilogy and Life with a Cosmos Clearance. Life with a Cosmos Clearance. Currently producing a documentary, Star Ancestors, Guardians of the High Frontier. And we've got Michael Terrazon, expert on the occult histories of Ireland and America, was born in Belfast and has researched the comparative methodologies of the world and into his own country's ancient and mysterious cultic traditions. He's going to get into some of the woo-woo stuff, Atlantis, alien visitations, and genetic manipulations. The vast part of America really loves that stuff. So we're going to have a good time there, folks, and praise the Lord. We're going to get to see Brother Stan Monteith again. Always exciting and always has a lot of good information. If you'd like to get involved and be there May 28th and 29th, in Santa Clara, California, here's a phone number for you. Call Brian Hall, Brian with a B, Brian Hall, at 209, area code 832-0999. That's 209-832-0999. Or go to the web. You can go to the web and go to www.conspiracycon.com. Conspiracycon, one word, .com. So join us. I think we'll have a great time there. I certainly will. Meeting people is always a thrill for me. So many people with so much information is always a delight. So hopefully you'll be there May 28th and 29th in the San Francisco Bay Area. It's going to be at the Westin Hotel in Santa Clara, California, the Westin Hotel. All right. Now, let's see. We're going to go into some things. It's April 19th. I want to go into a few things with you about Waco and also Oklahoma City. But before we do that, let's go to the phone. We have Judy on the line from somewhere out there. I forget. Judy, where are you from?
I'm from Tennessee.
Tennessee. Welcome to the program, Judy.
Not only is this our wonderful April the 19th, but I wanted to call and tell you I feel bad about your wife. I am a cancer survivor. I've had breast cancer since 1998.
My goodness. Yeah.
And she will be okay if she'll just do what the doctors tell her.
Do what the doctors tell her to do.
Well, not everything. Not everything.
No.
I went on Colonel Joe's diet.
Oh, you did. Colonel Joe's diet.
Yes.
Did you have the surgery and the
radiation? I've had surgery. I did fine for about 4 years, and then it spread to the bone, and I've had radiation, and I went on Colonel Joe's diet last December,
mm-hmm.
and by February, I was in remission.
Uh-huh. Do you think Colonel Joe's diet did something good for you?
I know it did.
Okay.
I know it did. Between God, the diet, and doctors last.
Amen. Right.
But I just wanted to encourage her to don't give up. And she doesn't need to have chemotherapy unless it's real, real far advanced.
Okay.
I don't believe in that stuff.
Well, praise the Lord. Appreciate you calling in, Judy. I'm going to tell her a plus for Colonel Joe's diet.
Absolutely. I got the book. I read it for about 2 weeks, and then I practiced it very diligently.
Thank you, Judy.
You're welcome.
Lord bless you, sister.
Lord bless
and
you.
Good health to you. All right. We'll be back in just a couple minutes, folks.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Republic Trading, a division of Republic Broadcasting Network, has a simple mission. Take the guesswork out of buying gold. With 20 years of experience in the gold business, I can tell you the best kept secret is European gold. Republic Trading has a limited amount of pre-1900 French Angel 20-franc gold coins on offer at only a fraction over its gold content value. These almost one-fifth ounce gold coins are available for immediate delivery, $95 each. Call today, 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Goodness gracious, I haven't even given out the number yet. I'll do that, though, for any others that would like to call in. Let's give out the number, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Before we go to our whole board of calls, I want to say something to you. I want to help our police and military association here wants to help and are asking for the help of all the listeners out there to help get the remaining living Branch Davidians who have been imprisoned, victims who have been imprisoned for over 15 years now, get them out of prison. And I'm so happy to see one of the mothers, Ruth Mosher, of one of the little girls that was cooked to death in there as the government created this Holocaust and then blasted any of them, shot any of them running out through the back of the church at the auditorium as they would run from the fire and started out the back. We now have the evidence to prove from the FLIR radar that there was two machine gun nests set up. The machine gun, anybody trying to run out, and some of them had to run back into the fire and got burned up because the government was there machine gunning them. Out of sight, of course, of the cameras were that were on the other side of the church, the Mount Carmel Church area. And so I want to share with you tonight how you can get involved in calling on the government of the United States to let them out of prison now, you know, from a very evil judge. As many of you know, the very evil judge got really ticked that the jury found them guilty of, none of them guilty of any kind of death whatsoever, but found them guilty on minor charges, and he gave them 40 years each, and they've been in there 15 years now. Praise the Lord, a higher court reduced that down to lesser time. But before we finish up tonight, I want to tell you how we can get involved in sending petitions, sending letters to the president to allow them out, just to sign documents as President Clinton did to let drug runners and all of his buddies in crime, gave them pardons. We're going to ask Bush crime family to sign pardons for the seven who are still in prison for being attacked by government out of control at Waco at that time. Okay, let's go real quick now to James in Texas. James, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Hey, how you doing, Jack?
Doing pretty good, brother.
That's good. Sorry to hear about your wife. And from other things I've heard from other people, I think that the Gerson Institute and the Colonel Joe remedy will be, that's just my thinking. I can't prove it, but it sounds good. But I have another question.
Okay.
And it's probably off topic, but I just happened to see something. I'm going from the Austin area to the Lubbock area to visit family, and I passed through Brownwood, which I think there's a National Guard nearby. And I was coming down the road, and I saw two or three Army-type vehicles. And I'm not from military, so I'm using the wrong words, and I just don't know what I'm talking about. But I know there are. But the last one had, it was like an open-type vehicle that had, I'm guessing, a 50-caliber gun on the back. Is that usually what that is?
Usually they do have 50s, yeah.
Okay. But and that didn't, you know, wasn't so disturbing as much as the fact that I've never seen a vehicle like that on a U.S. highway domestically with a full armored, a full in-gear helmet and the whole bit man at the gun looking around.
Really?
Is that a violation of posse comitatus, or is that just somebody just, I just don't, something about that made me pick my interest. What is that, something else that means anything, or is it no big deal?
Yeah, you'd have to get kind of technical with the Posse Comitatus Act. It says that they cannot use military equipment in a domestic situation, which they violated, of course, at Ruby Ridge. I was there, so I know they violated it. And up at Waco, too, they had either seven or nine Bradley fighting vehicles and a couple tanks there, too.
Right.
That they crushed the building with and started the fires. Well, so when I guess it'd be like President Clinton said, it depends on how you define the word is.
Right.
So if they say used against the civilian population, if he's just driving down the street, I don't know. I don't know an answer to your question.
Does it seem odd?
Would that be a violation if they were patrolling the streets with military men and 50-caliber machine guns? I don't know the answer, James.
Well, I have to say that, you know, it's not necessarily patrolling, because it's very common in this area to see, you know, the armored vehicles going up and down the highways doing their little weekend runs. But
I see.
Does it seem odd to you, even if it's just a weekend run, to see a fully geared up person with a helmet on in the back of the vehicle sitting at the machine gun? Does that seem odd to you?
It sure does to me. I've never seen that happen. I've been on military operations where I've seen it, but not just driving down the street. That is pretty strange.
Okay, well, I just thought I'd let somebody know about it, because I may be making something out of nothing, but it just seemed odd to me, and I wanted to call it in and mention it in case it piqued anybody's interest.
Yeah, and James, where was that at?
It was in Brownwood, Texas.
Brownwood.
It's on US 84, I believe. It's, you know, like in the middle of the town.
Okay. Very good,
and
James. Yeah,
Jack,
I appreciate you reporting it. Thanks.
Oh, thank you, and best to your wife.
Thanks a lot, James. Lord bless. Okay. Folks, we'll be right back. Got a full border calls, and we'll get to the calls when we come back in. Stay tuned for more after these important messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calben Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calben Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calben at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calben Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbenpuresoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
What would you give to have a product that could help you feel, look, and perform as though you were years younger? A product with all natural herbs, vitamins, and nutrients, ingredients known to play key roles in energy production, mental function, stress reduction, and healthy aging. Well, Ageless Extra has the antioxidant power of more than 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. It's a great-tasting formula that comes in concentrate or in ready-to-drink bottles. Ageless Extra helps to support immunity and vitality, helps reduce the inflammation associated with aging, and helps enhance memory, mental clarity, and focus. Ageless Extra also helps to increase mobility and joint flexibility. Call today 1-877-605-9200 and try Ageless Extra with a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's 877-605-9200. You'll find a link to our website at rbnlive.com. Operated by Independent Oasis Associates.
Jack McGlam, and I want to share this with you. We'll go right back to the phone calls. Pardon the seven Waco prisoners. Very good letter put together here. Tell you where you can find this letter, and if you would not mind, please send this letter off to President George W. Bush and the Vice President and see if we can't get these people pardoned. I think they've been in there 13 years now. A very wise judge, higher judge than the judge that sentenced them to 40 years each, reduced it down to 15 years each. And so it's time, folks. I'll tell you what they were found guilty of here in just a minute. Truly minor charges. And I'm telling you, as a police investigator for many, many years, knowing how many murderers are running around, hardcore murderers are running around on the streets of our large cities, that when they murder somebody and are found guilty of murder, they serve about 7 years maximum, and they're out on the streets to murder again. I've known guys on the streets in South Phoenix where I work in the high crime area that murdered several people, and they're still out on the streets walking away. They serve their 7 years, and they're back out, murder somebody else, serve 7 years, and they're out again. Now, these people have been in there for like 13 years, And their charges was, let me get down here and share it with you. Let's see, their charges were, don't want to get it wrong here. Self-defense charges is what they used here as a, it was manslaughter, okay? Manslaughter charges was not homicide, was not murder, it was manslaughter, which is much different, you know, than premeditated murder. And so they should have been, if they were convicted of this, they should have been 3-4 years at the very most and been out on a manslaughter charge. So I want you to go to this address here on email and get a copy of this and mail it out. You can change it a little bit if you want. I think you'd want to, because these people are too sweet to President Bush. Makes me makes my stomach upset when I read the way they say, we're most pleased to be able to call an honorable man the title of president, and on and on and on. Makes you want to go in the bathroom. But anyway, so I would change that. I mean, I wouldn't call him names or anything, but I think dear President Bush is fine. And then get into the meat of the article, and it does list the people, the seven people. Renos Arvin, Brad Branch, Jamie Castillo, Graham Craddock, Paul Fata, Livingston Fagan, and Kevin Whitecliffe are still in prison after all these years. This would be a good thing for the president to do, but of course we know our president isn't used to doing good things. But it certainly wouldn't help and would make us feel better if we at least did the right thing and tried to get these people out of prison. Now, here's where you go for this letter. Pardon the Seven Waco Prisoners is the name of it. Pardon the Seven Waco Prisoners. You go to APFN, like Adam, Paul, Frank, Nora, APFN.org. APFN, Adam, Paul, Frank, Nora.org. /, and then you have APFN again, /, pardon, P-A-R-D-O-N, dot H-T-M. Once again, that's triple W, of course. You want to put triple W in front of it, triple W dot APFN.org, /, APFN, /, pardon, P-A-R-D-O-N, dot H-T-M. And you'll pick up the pardon of the seven Waco prisoners. This is April 19th, the good time to strike a blow for righteousness and get these victims that were victimized by an out-of-control or maybe very well under-control government agency who went in there and killed a bunch of them deserved to be in prison themselves instead of these victims here that have been serving time in prison. Okay, let's go right back now to our callers. Let's go to Gary in Tennessee. Brother Gary, welcome to the program.
Hey, Jack, how are you?
I'm doing fine, brother.
All right. I got a little information for you. I don't know if somebody may have heard about this today, but I had some helicopters flying over my house.
Oh, you did, huh?
Circling my house, hovering over top of me. They weren't no more than 50 feet, and I could throw a rock and hit them.
Hey, you're with the Sons of Liberty, though, man. You're one of those crazy patriot, God-fearing and patriot groups, so that makes you part of Al-Qaeda, probably.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, they went on for 5-6 minutes, and they were scanning the house for whatever they're scanning it for, which I don't know what they're scanning it for, but they were doing a lot of stuff. They were kind of, I would say they were pretty... threatening in a way, the way they were, you know, doing. Every move I made, they made a move.
Yeah, they were threatening you, all right. That's not accidental.
Yeah, they were trying to intimidate me, but...
Yeah.
But I just kind of wanted to let you know what's going on, and anybody else that are listening, that this stuff is going on.
Yeah.
This ain't nothing that's been, you know, being a hoax or anything like that. It is going on.
Have any markings on the choppers?
None.
None? Okay.
None.
Yeah, that's their special... secret police, like Nazi Germany, you know,
uh-huh.
and Stalin.
Yep. Yeah, they don't want to tell you who they are.
Nope.
And so, yeah, you be careful, brother. And I would ask the listeners out there, pray for Gary, because they do like to go out and intimidate, and sometimes they like to do other things. So we'll just pray that their program is foiled and not successful.
Right. Well, like I say, I've been raising a lot of stink around here, so that's probably why they're doing the things they're doing. So.
Well, praise the Lord, Gary. Thank you for doing just that, brother.
Jack, I've got one question to ask you, and I'll let you get to your callers.
All right.
If there's any way after your show, I would like to be able to talk to you off there on some topics on this right here. There's some information I'm kind of wanting to get from you, if you, you know.
Okay. You know how to contact us here, don't you, Gary?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah.
So I'll just give you a call after the show.
Okay. Yeah, try not to wait too late, because I do have some things I've got to get done here pretty quick.
All right.
Okay.
We'll do it.
Okay, Lord bless you now.
Take care, Jack.
Okay, you stay safe, too. All right. Yeah, pray for Gary, folks. Our government likes to come out with their troops and secret police and intimidate people. And Gary is very active there as a Christian patriot. And so he's the type of person that could become a target. So say a prayer for Gary. Let's go to Jane in Maryland. Jane, welcome to the program.
Good to talk to you. And my best wishes for your wife.
Thank you, Jane.
I don't want to get too academic about this, but just like reviewing the history of Waco again.
Uh-huh, yeah.
The raid itself was initiated under the first Bush administration, and then the massacre was conducted under the Clinton administration.
Yeah, that's very true, yes. Thanks for reminding us of that.
Posse Comitatus was originally passed in the 1870s because of the abuse of federal troops that were occupying the South after the Civil War. The exception to the Posse Comitatus statute that allowed for the use of military personnel and equipment in a civilian police operation was crafted and legislated during the administration of Ronald Reagan as part of the drug war. That is to say, it was called the drug war exception.
That's right, yeah.
It was employed in the case of Waco by fraudulently getting a warrant from a judge, fraudulently claiming that the Branch Davidians were operating a methadrine lab. This was a total lie. It would have invalidated the warrant in any court, would have thrown out the whole validity of the raid to begin with. But it's important to recognize that the engineers of Waco persist. They live with us today. The two lieutenant generals who met with Janet Reno and assured her that whatever gases they would be using would not be incendiary at the time was Shoemaker, Peter Shoemaker, who I believe now is the Army Chief of Staff, and General William Jerry Boykins, who's very, very high profile now. I believe he's the Deputy Secretary of Defense for Intelligence. He's a major figure in the Iraq War and in other operations. He's the guy that goes around conducting prayer sessions with troops, telling them that...
prayer sessions?
Yeah, that our God is bigger than their God, and
yeah.
And that this is about our God versus their God, and George Bush didn't need to be elected because he was anointed by God. And their boss at the time, who would have had to sign off on the use of that armored equipment at the Branch Davidian compound.
Yes, true.
Was the commander of Fort Hood, who later went on to become the Supreme Commander of NATO, and that would be General Wesley Clark. Now, I'm not bringing this all out just to record any kind of academic history, because I'm sure there's more than a few of us out here to dream of the day when you yourself, or maybe you and a committee of your friends, select an attorney general, an acting attorney general for this country, to sort out precisely what are the limits of federal authority when it comes to doing the kind of stuff that went on at Waco, and whether and ensure that we are, in our Constitution, going to have some real accountability when government agents go in and cold-bloodedly murder people using armored vehicles and probably Delta Force. I would guess it was Delta, because I know Boykins is one of the engineers of Delta as well. And so, you know, this is not an abstraction to me. Now, I wanted to say something about the conference that you're going to be attending and speaking at. And I really think this is a great thing that these things happen.
Yeah.
And I, know there's a certain ambivalence about them because people feel that sometimes kooks show up. There's always the government agent or informant or just useful fool who might show up to muddy the waters. Extraneous issues are thrown in, but and there's confusion about left and right and that kind of thing. And I think you, and I recall a discussion I heard with you and Alex Jones where you totally deconstructed that whole left-right fallacy, that whole paradigm.
True, yeah.
Talked about how the Hegelians brought it over here from Germany and manipulate the left and the right side of the politics so that people get so confused they can't see reality.
Yeah,
and
they're controlled by the same people. That's right, Jane.
And of course, they're going to try to marginalize people who are getting at the truth by throwing in this kind. And there was criticism of the Toronto inquiry around 9/11. Daniel Hofstetter pointed out that it was kind of dominated by the figure of a New Age author. And when he started tracing the funding, it ended up with Adnan Khashoggi, the Saudi arms dealer.
Uh-huh.
And of course, the mere fact that a movement, a spontaneous movement full of honest, patriotic people, that's what I see out here, of course it's going to be swarming with opportunists and government agents and everybody else. It just comes with the territory, and you should participate in it. I attended one of these things one time, and I heard Bo Greitz speak. Now, you know, I'm about as ideologically as far away from Bo Greitz as you can get, but it was absolutely a fascinating presentation.
Yeah.
He didn't let his ideology creep into it was... From having heard that, I know I and probably a lot of other people went back and started rereading the Vietnam War and studying it all over again from some of the stuff that he sort of triggered in our brains.
Yes.
So these things are very enlightening things. They're important, and I think it's great that you're participating in them. We have to look out for the gatekeepers, on the left and the right, the ones who are still perpetrating the lie that 9/11 was the genius of some diabetic in a cave and his followers.
Absolutely.
This is where we have to confront this kind of stuff. When I hear that Stan Montes is going to be there, I know he had Mark Levin on his show one evening. Now, Mark Levin is well-connected.
Sure.
He's highly placed in the Federalist Society. He knows people in this administration.
Yeah.
Maybe Dr. Montes could raise with Levin just what is the policy of the Bush administration on our borders, and is it in fact a deliberate policy to overrun the country to basically destroy the middle class here, to create chaos, and out of chaos they can engineer their version of order?
Yeah,
I think it would be a great thing.
Yeah, I always enjoy getting together with those with different perspectives on things, and it looks like this will be a great conference for that.
Yeah. I know you got an open mind, and I always learn a lot from listening to you.
Yeah.
Good luck to you and your wife.
Well, thank you, brother. You take care. Take care. Bye-bye. Okay, it looks like we're going to take a break in just a minute, but we'll go ahead and get started with our brother Sam in Missouri. Thank you, Sam, for calling in.
Hey, Jack, blessings to you, and we'll keep Angela in our prayers and hope that there's a speedy recovery there for her. I want to mention to you one of the things that I found out today that's being resurrected, and it's something that we in the radio business need to keep track of, because if we ever hope to hit some of these local AM stations, it's going to be a big hindrance, and that is a revival of the fairness doctrine, which, of course, fairness according to who, you know, when the government starts, saying what's fair and what isn't, we've got problems.
It's the same guys that are promoting the hate crime laws that are the ones that are going to judge what's fair and what's not.
That's exactly right, which is exactly why, just to remind everybody, why the micro-FM movement is so vitally important, because, this is what happens when you... play the game, they eventually get you more and more under their thumb. And of course, remember, part of the communist goals as entered into the Congressional Record in 1963 is indeed government control over all communications.
That's right.
So this is what we've got, and it's going to get even worse if we don't stand up and fight for our right to get our views heard. And whether you like Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and these guys or not, even though I disagree with them on almost everything, I would still stand for their right to speak just as much as I'd stand for anybody else's right to speak, because if you allow one to get shut down, then who's next?
That's right, brother. Yes, of course it won't be them. That they're not. They'll be for this fairness doctrine. They may not say it openly, but because of the side of the fence they're on, they'll be for using the fairness doctrine against people like me and you.
Yeah, that's true. That is another way in which to look at it, because they're now so entrenched into the main circles now,
yes,
that there will be some way for them to survive. And,
well, they're always fair and balanced anyway, aren't they?
Oh, sure. I mean, they're so, if they're fair and balanced, then I'm a blind jet pilot.
That's right, brother.
That's all I got, Jack. I just wanted to mention that to you. And we'll just let you know, we'll be praying that everything works out well on your trip there. And just Lord's blessings, and you guys stay safe.
Okay, Sam. Thank you. Say hi to Trish.
You bet.
Hey, thanks for all you do with your micro-broadcasting. We love you, and our police and military here certainly appreciate all you do, okay?
Hey, you betcha. God bless.
Okay, brother.
Bye-bye.
All right, folks. We're coming up on our last break here. This is the time to call in if you'd like to call in, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today, because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste-bud-busting gel you squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.w.
Well, it's good to have all the callers calling in tonight. That's very nice. And we're going to go right now to Jim in Texas. Jim, welcome to the program.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty good, doing pretty good.
Well, I was calling. I haven't been able to listen to your program for a while. And I was listening tonight, and I heard all the things you're all talking. I don't know if y'all have covered this or not, but you know that the Bush family are not from Texas. They're not. None of them were born and raised in this state.
Isn't it Cincinnati or someplace? Connecticut or someplace up there?
Yeah, we call them carpetbaggers around here.
Yeah, good name for them.
Yeah, they come down here carpetbagging and peddling their whatever their crooked politics are about.
Yeah, he always tries to act like a cowboy.
Yeah.
You know, he wants everybody to think he's a cowboy.
And I was just wondering something. You know, how come it is that Lord Bush can tell the rest of the world how things are going to be, but the Mexican government tells us the way things are going to be? Now, why does things work like that, I wonder?
Well, he's got the same agenda as old communist Vicente Fox has, to take back one-third of the United States back under Mexico, and also to get those drugs in here that they've been bringing in for decades and decades, and also a little terrorism doesn't hurt, you know, the New World Order either. They're looking forward to another terrorist event to pass his draft legislation coming up. And so it all works together for good for those that love Lucifer, Brother Jim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All I can see them is they just want to kill off all of our children. It seems like that's what they're after.
Well, we've got this bad attitude here in America. We believe in freedom and God and freedom, so many of us. So, yeah, if they were going to start eliminating people under their world population program, they would sure like to get rid of probably about 80 to 90% of Americans, because we have a tendency to love liberty too much and give them a hard time. Other nations have been under this draconian communist and socialist system for so long that they pretty much go along with everything, but Americans are a problem for them.
Yeah. Well, you know, I can see it's happening. They're definitely trying to eliminate the middle class, the way they've succeeded with that in Mexico.
Yes.
Because, you know, like somebody was pointing out that, you know, once you eliminate the middle class, then you have these uneducated people that are easy to control.
Yes.
And they're consumer orientated. I mean, they're Walmart's dream come true.
Yeah. Well, remember that you're right on target. Rowan Gaither, president of the Ford Foundation in 1954, made the statement to Congressional Reese Commission investigator Norman Dodd. He came right out and said that he operated out of directives from the White House to lower the standard of living in the United States so we could be merged with the rest of the third world out there. He mentioned Russia at the time, Soviet Russia. Of course, that's still a third world nation over there, it seems like. And so, yes, it is a program, very successful program, to reduce us down to third world nation status, because you sure can't merge us who are not paying $5 and $8 a gallon for gas with nations that are, Jim.
Yep.
So that's what's happening.
I've heard that they're trying to get the oil up to $100 a barrel, which will make it $4 a gallon.
They'll do it. Yes, they will do it. That's the plan.
Well,
Jim, that's the end of the program. Well, we're happy you called in tonight. All right, Jim, you take care now. Folks, that's it for tonight. Thank you for calling in and participating in the program. I hope you have a great night, and I'll look forward to speaking with you tomorrow night. Lord bless you, and don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. Good night.
To what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with us. others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.